Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, in the Gregorian calendar, and the 2nd of Tammuz, 5783, in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. Four Israeli citizens have been killed, with another four wounded, in a terror attack near the settlement of Eli in the West Bank. According to the IDF, two Hamas-affiliated terrorists drove up to a restaurant and opened fire, murdering three civilians. Near the restaurant, the terrorists fired again into a gas station and murdered the fourth victim. A bystander took down one of those terrorists, while the other terrorist fled in a stolen car. The Shin Bet Security Force and the IDF were able to locate the stolen vehicle near the village of Tubas and neutralized that other terrorist. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a statement following the incident, seeming devastated, saying, quote, "May God avenge their blood. I want to say to all those who seek to harm us, all options are open. We will continue to fight terrorism with all our might, and we will win," end quote. The U.S. State Department also chimed in, saying they strongly condemn any acts of violence or terrorism in the West Bank and will do their best to work with both sides to de-escalate the situation. Nachman Shmuel, one of the victims of the terrorist shooting attack in Eli, was laid to rest in the town of Shiloh in its cemetery. 17-year-old Shmuel is survived by his parents and seven siblings. His family describes him as someone who saw the inner qualities of people and had a deep love for his country. Two other victims, Harel Masood and Elisha Entman, were buried last night, just hours after the shooting took place. The funeral for the fourth victim, Ofer Fairman, was scheduled for noon on Wednesday, so that was today. Israeli settlers and youth wearing masks launched a series of price tag attacks in the West Bank town of Turmus, Aya. They burned off Palestinian homes, vehicles, and wheat fields, with approximately 30 homes and 60 vehicles destroyed. The incidents occurred following the funeral of Nachman Shmuel, who was killed in that terror attack in the city of Eli. Palestinians and the masked Israelis got into fights, resulting in injuries and rock throwing at Israeli forces that showed up as well. The Palestinian terror organization Hamas denounced the attack and vows to respond with resilience and resistance. A video has emerged in which IDF soldiers were expressing support for Jenin and making anti-Israel statements. Jenin is a Palestinian city in the West Bank. This led to their arrest. The IDF spokesperson's unit confirms the video's authenticity and launched an investigation. The soldiers' remarks include phrases like, "Allah is with Jenin," and "curse Israel." It raises concerns about their commitment to IDF values. The soldiers were arrested, and the investigation is ongoing. The video surfaced shortly after a battle in the West Bank where Israeli soldiers were injured by explosives that had been hidden on the pathway where their IDF vehicle was riding. The soldiers are getting a 30-day imprisonment, and one will serve 21 days in a military prison. The terror organization Hezbollah has reportedly infiltrated Israeli territory and established an armed military position within Israeli land in recent weeks. The Israeli Defense Forces say it is already being addressed with UNIFIL, a special organization dedicated to Lebanon, and the United Nations. The incident was discussed in a security meeting revealing Hezbollah members crossed the border near Har Dov and set up two tents with 3 to 8 armed terrorists present on Israeli soil. Due to the sensitivity of the area, The IDF has chosen not to take immediate military action against the infiltrators. This marks the second instance of Hezbollah entering Israel following a previous attack in March where a terrorist detonated a bomb and caused serious injuries. Thousands of Druze Israelis in the Golan Heights got into violent clashes with the Israeli police during a protest against the construction of wind turbines in the area. The protesters attempted to seize a police station and attacked officers with Molotov cocktails and stones, causing the police to open fire. Several officers were injured and two protesters were moderately wounded by the gunfire. The police chief expressed full support for the officers and condemns the attacks while calling for dialogue with Druze community leaders to de-escalate the situation. If you're not familiar with the Druze community, I'll give you just a few words about them. They are a unique community that live in mostly the north of Israel. They also come from Syria and other places in this general area. They are not Muslim, but they are sort of an offshoot of Islam, and they have their own customs, their own experiences, and they adopt to whatever land that they live in. So many of them actually join the Israeli army and really get entrenched in the culture. So this can be very shocking, I think, for a lot of Jews that live side by side with the Druze in the Golan Heights. Thank you to all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs. Israeli politics are world politics. I also want to thank you for your personal financing of the Israel Daily News podcast. Many of you that are listening are giving to the Israel Daily News podcast on a monthly basis. I think that that is fantastic, and I just want to tell you that you are supporting the continuation of our work. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook at IsraelDaily.news, as well as Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. And again, if you'd like to make a contribution, you can go to anchor.fm/Israel Daily News. Israel is set to require all new non-residential buildings to have rooftop solar panels as part of its effort to meet renewable energy targets and fulfill the electricity needs of its growing population. The government planned and announced to have 30% of its electricity generated from renewable energy sources by the year 2030, but it is behind schedule. The new regulation will also ensure residential buildings have roofs equipped for future installation of solar panels as well. The initiative is seen as a significant step toward going green and relying on renewable energy from the sun. Environmental campaigners are welcoming this move, but believe it is still not enough. The government is incentivizing renewable energy with permit exemptions, tax benefits, and premium payouts to small electricity producers. All right, well, that is it for today's show. Today is Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. Tel Aviv has a low of 21 degrees Celsius and a high of 28 degrees. That's 70 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 83 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. It's a newsletter with the top 5 stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. I am sending it out on Sunday evening, sometimes Monday mornings. I'm going to send you off now with a song called Hashmenai by Kunda and Laor, a cousin duo that live in Jerusalem. Enjoy their music. Have a great and productive day.
שיפוח היום ונסו הצללים שיטתך רועמת מי לבבך בוערת, מחכה שתראי ותתעורר.